This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of crude oil is up from its lows of the year, but at $59 a barrel this morning. That's still about half what it was 11 months ago. This is great for consumers of oil, drivers, businesses, and beyond. But it's a challenge for many who work in the oil industry, including what are called landmen, people paid by oil companies to get the rights to drill. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has the story of one land person in Eddy County, New Mexico.
Jake Marbach just moved into a new office in downtown Carlsbad.
Hey, just do that. We're with the phone company.
No phone yet, just two desks squeezed between filing cabinets and walls that look like they're made of plywood. It's a downgrade from the office he had last year.
What was the office like before?
About three times this size.
That was when oil went for $100 a barrel, and Marbach had eight people working 6 days a week helping oil companies get land to drill for it.
I couldn't supply enough landmen to do the research. I mean, the phone was just nonstop. Everyone wanted information, and they wanted it yesterday.
It stayed that way even as the price of oil started slipping, until one morning in January, one of the oil companies called and said,
"Stop everything. Shut down right now." And we just stopped. I was just kind of in a haze there for about 24 hours, and we went, I don't know, probably about a month with no work at all. I knew when I started this 4 or 5 years ago that these times were going to, it was going to happen.
These days, Marbach spends a lot of time in his red pickup truck with a baby seat in back and an AR-15 against the gear shift. He's got less work to do in the office. He's got a 30-mile commute from the ranch where he lives. And he has to knock on a lot of doors to drum up business.
Before the downturn, I bought an oil and gas lease from someone every day. And now I'm making like one a week.
He says his revenue was cut in half.
Want an iced tea?
We stop at a roadside hut called Java Dave's.
You want just the one tea today?
Yeah.
And this is actually a business he's thinking of buying and getting his wife to manage.
It's not going to be even something we could probably make a living off of. Just a little something different, you know?
Like the county he's living in, he's looking for a little bit of diversification. In Carlsbad, New Mexico, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.